This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Doing Business with God. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you understand why you work, what you should be working for, and how God can use you in your workplace. In just a bit, we'll tell you how to get a DVD study kit of this series that's perfect for your individual study and also great to do with a small group of friends. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called The Purpose of Work.
I work, number one, to meet my needs. That's necessity. I work, number two, to express my talent. That's in identity. I work to develop my character. That's maturity. Number four, I work to witness to others. It's a platform of witness to others. That's credibility. Number five, you've probably never thought of this one, is charity. I work in order to give the money away. I work in order to help others. I work in order to help other people in need who have a little less than I do. You may have never thought about this, but you can keep working in order to give more. One of the popular things to do today is to retire early, because particularly people are often involved in new businesses or investments or startups. Often they'll make as much money in a few years as their parents did in an entire lifetime. And so we have people cashing out early. At 30, at 40, at 50 years of age, they're retiring so that they don't have to work anymore at all because they've already made more than they could possibly spend. What do you do when your own basic needs are met? Well, go ahead and retire, then start working again for a higher purpose. A higher purpose. Keep on working, but now you're not working for necessity or identity. You're working for charity and you're working for the kingdom of God. You keep on going. Actually, I've been doing this. Most of you know that I wrote Purpose-Driven Life. That brought an enormous amount of money that scared me to death, because I'm a pretty simple guy. Kay and I still live in the same house we've lived in, and I drive the same car I was driving 10, 11 years ago. And if I've got a pair of jeans and a good t-shirt, I'm pretty happy. I'm a pretty simple guy. I don't need a lot of bling. And so except my smile and my wife. I didn't need to work anymore. I could have gone off and bought an island. But when you write a book and the first sentence of the book is, "It's not about you," then you know the money's not meant for you either. So we just gave it all away, and that was a whole lot of fun. But as you know, I stopped taking a salary from this church 10 years ago, gave all the money the church had paid me back, and so I've been your volunteer pastor for 10 years, okay? Now, you couldn't pay me to do this. But the fact is, you can't fire me either. Nah, 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 nah. Because you're not paying me, you can't fire me. So, but the point is, I just keep on working, but now my motivation is not to provide for my family or provide for my kids. My motivation now is, how much money can I make to give away to other people and use for the kingdom of God? See, I've got a higher motivation now. I've retired from the younger motivations, the easier ones. Does this make sense? And so the higher motivation is, I work for charity. I work in order to help other people who haven't been as blessed yet. Now, the Bible says this in Ephesians 4. We must work. We must work doing something useful with our own hands, so that we may have something to share with those in need. This is the higher purpose of charity. So that we may have something to share with those in need. I've got a friend of mine who's a banker, and he's in his 90s. And he retired as president of his bank years ago. But in his 90s, he's still making deals. I mean, he's still making deals in his 90s. And everything he touches turns to gold. And why does he do that? He doesn't need the money. He has far more money than could he possibly spend. But he's doing it for two reasons. One, it expresses his shape, who he is. He's wired to do it, and he's still alive. And second, he is funding food banks in churches all over America with the profit. Isn't that a cool thing? That's a higher goal. So he just changed who he was working for, changed what he was doing. Carnegie had this attitude, Andrew Carnegie. He used to say, do your giving while you're living, then you'll be knowing where it's going. Problem is, some people, when it comes to giving, a lot of people just stop at nothing. It'll sink in. Just hang on. Actually, they are generous. They're generous with their criticism. Now, if you want God's blessing on your business, you got to learn to be generous. If you want God's blessing on your work, you want God's blessing on your career, you want God's blessing on your vocation, you want God's blessing on your job, I'm just going to tell you from personal experience, learn to be generous. The more generous you are, the more God pours his blessing on your business, on your life, on your marriage. Why? Because God is looking for people to bless. And God wants us to become like him. God is a generous God. Everything I have in life is due to the generosity of God. The air I breathe, the sun that warms me, the plants, everything is a gift of God. God says, like father, like son, like father, like daughter. He said, I want my kids to learn to be generous. And if you learn to be generous, I've played this game with God for 37 years, you cannot outgive him. And the more you give to God, the more blessing he pours on your life. Deuteronomy 8:18 says this. Let's go, well, Proverbs 11:25 says this. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. If you learn this principle of generosity, and you start, I know a lot of businesses, they don't only, the owner doesn't just tithe, the business tithes. The owner tithes his personal profit, and the business tithes too. And God is blessing those businesses in an amazing way. Deuteronomy 8:18 says this. I'm going to read it to you. Always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the ability to create wealth. You might write that down, Deuteronomy 8:18. Always remember it is the Lord your God who gives you the ability to create wealth. Did you know that the Bible doesn't teach wealth redistribution? It teaches wealth creation. The antidote to poverty is not forced redistribution. The antidote to poverty is wealth creation. The Bible says, remember, it's God who gives you that ability. And so the way I honor God is by tithing back to him, and I say, God, I'm going to give you back the first 10% because I remember it all came from you in the first place. Now, for 37 years, Kay and I have been playing this game, and we try to follow Paul's example. Look at the next verse, Acts 20, verse 35. Paul says, I've been a constant example. I've been a constant example of how you can help the poor by working hard. How does my working hard help the poor? And remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you want to earn more than just a living? You can, because God planned a ministry for you through the work you do. It doesn't matter what your job is, a manager, a stay-at-home mom or dad, a doctor, a teacher, or a sales clerk, paid or volunteer. The Bible says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart and with enthusiasm as working for the Lord, not for man. No matter what your daily routine looks like, God wants to use your work to minister to others. That's why Pastor Rick put together a study kit called Christians in the Workplace. It includes a six-session study guide and DVD where Azusa Pacific professor Paul Schreier works with Pastor Rick to teach you how to transform your everyday tasks into a ministry. In this study kit, you'll discover how to find opportunities for spiritual growth at work, a guide to moral and ethical decisions, and creative ways you can share your faith. When you employ biblical strategies every day, you'll store up riches in heaven, and you may even find yourself getting a promotion at work. When you give a gift to support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Christians in the Workplace Study Kit to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life and pastor at Saddleback Church. I have some great news for those of you who speak Spanish. A daily Spanish edition of the Daily Hope broadcast. It's going to include the same inspirational and practical Bible teaching that I've been sharing on Daily Hope for the past 6 years, but it's going to be in Espanol.
Jeremías 29:11. Sé muy bien lo que tengo planeado para ustedes, dice el Señor. Son planes para su bienestar, no para su mal. Son planes de darles un futuro y una esperanza.
Would you help me get this word out to people who speak Spanish as their first language? We have always had the desire to share the good news of hope with everyone, everywhere. And with 500 million people who speak Spanish in the world, this will open up a brand new audience of people to hear about the love and the joy and the peace and the hope of Jesus Christ.
You can listen right now at PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Deuteronomy 8:18. Always remember it is the Lord your God who gives you the ability to create wealth. Did you know that the Bible doesn't teach wealth redistribution? It teaches wealth creation. The antidote to poverty is not forced redistribution. The antidote to poverty is wealth creation. The Bible says, remember, it's God who gives you that ability. And so the way I honor God is by tithing back to him. And I say, God, I'm going to give you back the first 10% because I remember it all came from you in the first place. Now, for 37 years, Kay and I have been playing this game. And we try to follow Paul's example. Look at the next verse, Acts 20, verse 35. Paul says, I've been a constant example. I've been a constant example of how you can help the poor by working hard. How does my working hard help the poor? And remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, it's more blessed to give than to receive. So that's the fifth purpose of work. I keep on working even after I've made enough for myself so I can give away to others, so I can be able to help others. It's more blessed to give than receive. Now we come to the sixth purpose, which is the highest purpose of all. And this is the purpose not of identity or necessity or charity or credibility or maturity. It is the purpose of eternity. And this is thinking long-term about what your job's implication is. Eternity is, I use my job to build God's kingdom. I use my job to build God's kingdom. You can use your work to bring glory to God. You can use your career to bring glory to God. You can use your skills. You can use your business. You can use your workplace to further God's kingdom. So how do I do that? Oh, there are lots of ways. Lots of ways. You can use your business to further God's kingdom. One way is to use the contacts that your businesses have to spread the good news and to tell other people about the good news, to pass it on. This is why we have in PEACE, P-E-A-C-E, and Assist the Poor, using business people to go out and teach businesses which will assist the poor to create jobs. Let me give you an example. A while back, I got a call between the services. It was a guy named Eric Staminger. He's a German guy calling from Germany. He said, my name is Eric Staminger. I am the president and CEO of Adidas. You know what Adidas is? You know the shoes and all that? Actually, it's called Adidas in German because it's named after Adi Dassler, who was the founder. So he said, my name is Eric Staminger. I'm the CEO of Adidas. He said, I have just finished reading Purpose-Driven Life. It changed my life. I've given my life to Christ. I will come anywhere in the world to meet you. How soon can we meet? I said, well, why don't you come to church next week? He said, I will. He said, I got to go to China. I got to close a deal in China. Then I got to go to Tokyo, close a deal there. I'll be back over in California. I'll be there next Sunday. So the next Sunday, the president and CEO of Adidas came to church. And I went back and we sat down in a couple chairs in the back. And I said, so Mr. Stemminger, tell me, how can I help you? He said, well, I just need to know one thing. I've read Purpose Driven Life. It's changed my life. I'm a Christian now. I want to know, should I resign as CEO of Adidas and become a pastor? I said, no! That's about the dumbest idea I've heard all day. Are you kidding me? I said, let me show you how to use your job for the kingdom. How to be a kingdom builder, not just a wealth builder. I said, do you have an executive team at Adidas? He said, yes, there are six of us. I said, are any of the others Christians? He said, well, actually, two of them are. I said, you start meeting with those two and start praying for the other three. And your first ministry is to win your six co-workers to Christ. That's your first job. That's your first ministry. To win the people close to you. Nobody else is as likely to win them as you are. So you start working on that. I said, number two, how many employees do you have at Adidas? I don't remember. I think he said 25,000. I said, that's called a mega church. I said, your congregation is bigger than most pastors will ever preach to. So you've got 25,000 members in your congregation. They're all employees. You start praying for them. You start being available to them. You start instituting good Christian principles in your business. I said, would you like to influence other CEOs? I said, yeah. I said, then you need to stay a CEO because you'll have far more influence on them as a CEO than as a pastor or missionary or anybody else. I said, would you like to influence culture? He said, well, yes, of course I would. I said, then you've got to influence the culture makers if you want to influence culture. And the culture makers are musicians and athletes and celebrities and people in the media. I said, do you do celebrity endorsements? He said, yes. I said, of course you do. And I said, the next time you do a celebrity endorsement, you bring that pro athlete in, you sit him down and you say, now look, I'm not just your endorser. I'm not just your sponsor. You're going to make a lot of money off me, but I'm not just your sponsor. I want to be your friend. And here's my business card. And when you get in trouble and when you have a need, please call me personally. And then you just wait, because the problem will come. Even celebrities have problems. They're just more visible. And I said, they'll have a slump in their game, or they'll have a drug crisis, or a marriage crisis, or a health crisis, or an injury, or a financial crisis, or something will happen, and they're going to need you. And when they come back to you and they ask for your help, then you can share Jesus with them. You do not move where you are. Stay where you are and be that person. Does that make sense? I know a number of Christian businessmen in Hong Kong, been there many times, who were concerned about mainland China because the churches were under persecution by the communist government, and they weren't always allowed the freedom. And so they decided, how can we be planting churches in China when some of the places we can't plant them, they'd just immediately be outlawed. So these businessmen began building factories in mainland China and putting churches in the factories. And what they did is they started allowing, some of these factories have 15, 20,000 people. And they each have a different lunch break, you know, at 1,000 at a time, 24 hours a day. And in the cafeteria, that has become a church. And so they're having church services 24 hours a day. And they give the employees time off to meet in small groups, and they meet in small groups in the factory. And nobody bothers them, says, as long as we are producing, they don't care where we have church. And the government isn't shutting down our church because the businessmen are getting it forward. In today's globalized economy, the new missionaries are businessmen and businesswomen. If you are a businessman, there's not a country in the world who doesn't want to know what you're doing. They want to know about your distribution, your product, stuff like that. There are many countries, they're not going to let a pastor in. They're not going to let a full-time missionary in. But you as a businessman or businesswoman can go where nobody else can go. Business people are the missionaries for the Great Commission of the 21st century. That is being a kingdom builder, not simply a wealth builder. You're using your business for the one thing that's going to outlast everything else, the kingdom of God, the church, God's family. Another way you can do it is by making money in your business and giving that for kingdom causes. And I know many businesses like this. One of them is Hobby Lobby. It is one of the most profitable businesses, ROI, return on investment, in America. And because it's all built on Christian principles, they tithe their money to help other things. And God continues to bless that business, bless that business, bless that business, because they're using the profits for God's kingdom. The employees are better paid than anywhere else. They keep raising them. They're making great wages. And because the people at the top are generous, that blessing is on that business, and they keep going on and on.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Do you want to earn more than just a living? You can, because God planned a ministry for you through the work you do. That's why Pastor Rick put together a study kit called Christians in the Workplace. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Did you know that even your job matters to God? Your work matters for eternity. Did you know that? The Bible says in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, that means whatever job you've got right now, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. You see, God gave you a special calling to your work, and He placed you around certain people so you can minister to them right there where you work. Now, whether your work is paid or volunteer, whether you work in an office or at a job site or in your home with your kids, God has planned this work to be a ministry for you through the work you do. That's why I want to help you discover how God is at work in your work. So I put together a study kit for you. It's called Christians in the Workplace. Now, I believe this study will energize you. It'll equip you for your ministry at your work. This Christians in the Workplace study kit includes a 6-session study guide and a DVD that I actually developed with Professor Paul Schreier. He's a professor at Azusa Pacific University, Christian University, and these sessions also include helpful interviews from real people who are living out their faith at work. I know it's going to help you and encourage you. Now, throughout this study, Christians in the Workplace, you're going to learn how God calls and equips you to do your work and why your work is a ministry. And I'll teach you to see your work as an opportunity for spiritual growth and how to develop moral and ethical character to guide you at your work. Plus, I'm going to show you how to find opportunities to share your faith, how to be a witness at work. I want to send you this Christians in the Workplace study kit to say thanks to you for supporting Daily Hope financially. Anytime you give a financial gift to support this ministry this month. Now, let me tell you how to use this kit. You're going to get the most out of it if you invite a few friends over and you do this study together as a small group. Yes, you'll benefit from individual study, but you'll get more out of it if you include more people. By the way, you know we are a listener-supported ministry, and your financial gifts make it possible for me to teach people around the world about the hope that we have in Christ. Let me just say thank you to you for your regular, faithful gifts.
Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And thanks so much for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.